ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's going to finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Namas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, having defended that title off for better than 28 years. And check that out. September 2013, 29 years of radio. 29 years on the throne is the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways. If you'd like to join us this hour, we're talking MMA, mixed martial arts, combat sports. Dave Meltzer will join us about 15 or 20 minutes. Of course, the most prolific writer in the history of the sport, no doubt about it. He is the man, the Bible of MMA. The Wrestling Observer Newsletter, the writer extraordinaire, will be here at about 20 minutes past the hour. Great Dave Meltzer. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The run of the Korean Zombie came to an end, as was expected, down in Rio de Janeiro. Of course, UFC 163. Now, in the books, the main event featuring the featherweight champion. I'm talking about Jose Aldo, 145 pounds, one mean dude, 22-1. I don't think he's lost a fight since, like, 2005. He's just a monster, okay? He took out the Korean Zombie in the fourth round. It was a, put it this way, it was competitive in the build-up to the fight. The build-up was competitive. But after that, you know, Jose Aldo is one of the best fighters pound for pound in the world. And when you put an elite fighter in with a B fighter or a C-plus fighter who's got a gimmick, and that's what the Korean Zombie was, a gimmick, you have what you have last night. The fourth round stoppage winner for the world champion. I'm talking about Jose Aldo. Don't call him Jose, Jose. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Hello to everybody out there on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network, as well as the iHeart Radio Network.
Why does business manager Mike Davis stay at La Quinta Inns and Suites? Because only with La Quinta's instant hold can Mike reserve a room at the last minute with just one finger and his phone number. And the next day during his business review, you know what he does?
Ladies and gentlemen, the stylings of Mike Davis.
Sales forecast for this quarter look good. Up 20% like you knew that they would.
He gets everyone jazzed up. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Instant hold at LQ.com today.
Taco Bell's new smothered burrito with shredded chicken is smothered in savory enchilada sauce and loads of melted cheeses. It has so much flavor, everyone loves it. Even skeptics like this lady.
I was skeptical, but smothering it makes it great.
Or contradictors.
It's actually contrarians. And yes, I love it smothered.
People who are wishy-washy.
Yeah, getting it smothered is awesome.
Haters.
Whatever. This burrito is amazing.
Even fuddy-duddies.
The burrito is great. Now get off my lawn.
It's unanimous. Everyone loves Taco Bell's new smothered burrito. At participating locations.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Yeah, Seb's taking a little bit of a beat here.
There's these shots. Very heavy.
He's tapping. He just tapped.
Did he tap?
And he did tap. Yeah, he did tap.
But the referee didn't see it.
Yeah, I think he just tapped.
Let's see how much more punishment. Now he taps. That's it. He's had enough. Bobby Lashley. He had to tap. He tapped about 30 seconds.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I know nothing, nothing.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work on.
Having spent some time in the studio where that song was recorded on West Grandview Boulevard in Detroit, Michigan, Motown, Hitsville, USA. Man, what a memory. Memories, memory, memories. Speaking of memories, wow, David Rickles, he doesn't remember a whole lot of this fight with lightweight champion. I'm talking about Michael Chandler, now 12-0. The Bellator lightweight champion is 155 pounds. Of course, this was engaged on Spike TV this past July 31st, and it was a good card. I mean, but it went the way a lot of people thought it was going to go. Except Kyle Kingsbury, he sort of thought Rickles was going to have put a little bit more into this than he did. But the bottom line is he was stopped in the first round, the lightweight champion of the world in the minds of Bellator. In the minds of, it's sort of like, people call it the B-League of MMA. And I take offense at that because I think that some of these guys are elite fighters. And if you put them in with other elite fighters, we find out exactly where they're at. Okay, but there's not a plethora of elite fighters in the Bellator Fighting Championships. Now, they just signed Tito Ortiz and Rampage Jackson, Quentin Rampage Jackson. Remember him of the Mr. T of the 8, remember the 18? Remember the 18 movie? Yeah, it was Mr. T, Rampage Jackson. Of course, he went nuts a couple years ago, went off his meds or something like that, and was driving around a little, doing an OJ type of thing with the cops chasing him all around L.A., dragging a sign with a picture of himself on it that was 14 feet tall. I mean, how did you think you were going to get away from the police? Running with a sign, dragging a sign around in a trailer that's 14 feet tall. Anyway, Rampage Jackson, what he's like, 35 years old, pretty close to it, man. Tito Ortiz, he's up there as well. Of course, the flag bearer for the UFC for a long time, the UFC light heavyweight champion. He was the iconic figure. I mean, he married Jenna Jameson, the porn star, and that was like going to be, well, that was thought to be scandalous, and it really wasn't. She turned out to be a nice lady. I met her a couple of times. She's cool. What she does, what she did in her previous life is her own business, but the bottom line is they have kids, and now Tito Ortiz wants to come out of retirement. Of course, lost that fight to Forrest Griffin, I believe, in July 2012 when he found out that Forrest Griffin was taking testosterone replacement therapy. It was prescribed by a doctor because Forrest had blown out his ability to produce the hormone because he had cheated and taken steroids. So they give these guys, these cheater guys, they allow them to come back and re-cheat again or to replenish their gas tank with fake gasoline because of the fact that they've burned their bodies out. Okay, and this testosterone replacement therapy, I'm not into it. Tito Ortiz is against it. He's been on this show in the past. You've heard him rail on it. You've heard him rail on it. He's livid. And when he found out that Forrest Griffin was on it after the fight, he didn't find out before the fight, but this was his retirement party, and he found out after the fight, he was a little bit disappointed. He was out loud about it. I can't blame him. I can't blame him for being boisterous, okay? It's just legalized cheating. And that's all there is to it. I don't want to hear nothing. Guys need it. If a guy needs it naturally that hasn't burnt down his system, I can go with that, okay? But if you need it because you burnt down your system, I'm not going with that, okay? But the Rampage Jackson and the Tito Ortiz fight is going to be a pay-per-view, and they've announced that. But the bottom line is it really going to draw at this point in time? I mean, it's a fight that was maybe made 4 or 5 years ago. You know, it would have been something. But that's sort of like making Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather in boxing. Now, who really cares? You know, but I guess Bellator will build this up. They'll try to do it on pay-per-view. They'll try to put their best together. Of course, Michael Chandler, one of their best fighters, no question about that. Ben Askren, of course, kept the welterweight championship as well. He's a good-looking fighter, got a good-looking wife, and he's the geek of geeks. I mean, we'll talk about MMA fighters that look like they ride skateboards and wear skinny jeans and surfer tennis shoes and things like that. It's Ben Askren. He was a fantastic the other night at Inside the Distance Winner. That was Bellator. Of course, you can check out all the Bellator Fighting Championships notes at Bellator.com. You can figure it out, BELLATOR.com, Bellator.com. Now let's shift gears. Let's talk about UFC 163. Of course, the Korean Zombie, not making it. I talked about that. He was whooped up, but you sort of expected that. Anybody that fights Jose Aldo right now is going to get beat. Jose Aldo is at this point, he's in one of those zones where he's not going to get beat for a long time. And Chan Sung Jung, well, he brought it, and he tried, but Jose landed the sharper, harder strikes all the way around the board, and the bottom line, he was pretty good on the takedowns, and the Korean Zombie showed a lot of heart, but guess what? The Korean Zombie just doesn't have it. Bit of a surprise here, and Phil Davis beating Lyoto Machida. Machida, the former UFC light heavyweight champion. This was pretty good. I mean, Davis, like, he was about as aggressive as a garden snail in that one fight I saw him in. I think it was against Rashad Evans. I was so disappointed. I was saying, man, this guy's got nothing. He's got no intestinal fortitude. There's no bark in this guy. There's absolutely no bark. He's like a whiner. Okay? But he came back. He beats Lyoto Machida. Of course, Lyoto Machida being the former light heavyweight champion. The scores were across the board. Some people thought Machida might have won the fight, but the scores were across the board 29-28 across the board, all three judges. Or Phil Davis. Now, is Phil Davis magical? Is this going to put him back in the contention position as far as light heavyweights are concerned, since he's only lost that one fight? I don't think so. I'm not a big fan of his at all. Another bit of an upset here. Thiago Santos being beat in his UFC debut. He thought he had a little bit more seasoning than Cesar Ferreira, but Cesar Ferreira came out, and the tap came at 47 seconds of the first round, a guillotine choke. Always exciting. Listen, MMA, there's so many different ways to lose and win in MMA. I mean, you can get knocked out, boxing-wise, boom, lights out, no more, okay? You can get TKO, where you're getting pounded on and you're taking too much punishment, and the referee's got to jump in and say, enough is enough, and save your butt, okay? You can lose on points. You lose on submissions. We're talking about chokes. We're talking about ankle locks. We're talking about arm bars. Speaking of the arm bars, the queen of the arm bars, Ronda Rousey, December 28th, folks, Misha Tate, Ronda Rousey, unbeaten, untouched. Of course, that last fight with Liz Carmouche, she had a little scary there when she got caught in that chokehold for a second, but she fought her way out of it, man. She is one tough cookie, and she is the world bantamweight champion. That's 135 pounds, and if Christina, whatever she wants to call herself these days, Chris Santos, Cyborg, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, if she wants to come down and fight Ronda Rousey, whether she's got Tito Ortiz working her deals or not, being as her agent, she's probably going to have to come down to, like, they're going to sweat her. They're going to make her come down to like 137, 135 pounds. They want her at 135. But if they can get her at 137, I think they'll do that. If they can bring her down to 137. They say she made 145 doing steroids. She can make 135 not doing steroids. That's the rationale of Ronda Rousey. Of course, Ronda Rousey and Misha Tate hooking up for the Ultimate Fighter Season 18 as coaches will be debuting on Fox Sports in the coming weeks. But the bottom line is, Ronda is the biggest star on that card come December 28th. And that's hard to believe because there's Anderson Silva, of course, the former middleweight champion, the iconic figure, the man from Brazil, the Spider-Man, the longest-running UFC champion in history. Man, had like 11, successful in 11 previous UFC title fights. And then getting knocked out, boom, by Chris Weidman. Just got drilled. Boxing 101. There wasn't any MMA in that. It was boxing 101. He finished. He was throwing combinations. Was Weidman. And he finished with a left hook. And that's what good fighters do in boxing. They finish with a left hook. All fighters, just about the great fighters, Roberto Duran, Alexis Arguello, Julio Cesar Chavez, people like this, the truly great fighters finished with a left hook. Muhammad Ali was the exception to the rule. Ray Leonard liked to finish with a left hook, but Muhammad Ali was the exception to the rule. He did not like throwing the hook very much, but he used to finish with straight hands, the right hand. Never finished with a left hook. If you finish with the near hand, there's a good chance you're going to be able to score because you're throwing your punches in combination. One, two, three, four. And it's the third and the fourth that are going to get on because the guy's slipping the first two. But if you keep throwing a combination, guess what? You're probably going to catch him. Chris Weidman caught Anderson Silva. The rest is history. They rematch December 28th, live from Las Vegas, UFC 168. Chris Weidman and Anderson Silva. What's going to happen? The same thing that happened in the first fight, okay? He's going to get lit up like the White House Christmas tree. He's going to try to play it off. He's going to try to do that Muhammad Ali stuff, that shuck and jive, Anderson Silva. It ain't going to work. It's just not going to work. Weidman doesn't buy that. See, all the other guys bought that stuff. They bought that act. They didn't punch. They just sat there and they looked at him when he was dropping his hands and wiggling his butt and things like that. They were just looking at him. Chris Weidman didn't look. He punched. That same thing will happen in the rematch December 28th, probably the biggest UFC card of the year. Ronda Rousey and Miesha Tate. Of course, he coaches for the Ultimate Fighter Season 18, hooking it up in a rematch. Can Miesha last longer in the first round this time? Well, guess what? She's talking suicide. I mean, she says something like to the point where she'd put a gun to her head if she gets caught in another armbar. If she gets caught in another armbar by Ronda Rousey, she will put a gun to her head. That's what Miesha Tate was saying. Of course, we don't take her and I'm not saying she's doing to do that for real, but that's how important this is to her. She's really into this, okay? Miesha Tate, Ronda Rousey, the rematch, December 28th. Another rematch, Chris Weidman, Anderson Silva, December 28th, UFC 168. Speaking of UFC, the most prolific writer in UFC history, the world of MMA, upcoming on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, I'm talking about the great Dave Meltzer on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
The way that you talk really knocks me out, girl. The clothes that you wear, the style of your hair, the way that you fare under all conditions.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas. Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion. And gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this, the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the Pride veteran.
This is not good. Yeah, this is the end of the fight. Oh.
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real, and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a voice I'd know anywhere.
The theme song from the A-Team. Quentin Rampage Jackson, of course, he played Mr. T in the A-Team, the movie. I prefer the George Peppard TV version with Mr. T as the as that character. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. On the line from Silicon Valley, the most prolific writer in the history of mixed martial arts, folks, no question about that. I'm talking about the man that brought us the Wrestling Observer radio show, which is heard Sundays right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, and the Wrestling Observer newsletter, which comes out weekly and is like the Bible of MMA. What's up, Big Dave Meltzer? How are you, sir?
Oh, man, I'm tired. There's so much going on, but I'm doing great.
Yeah, so last night was Rio de Janeiro. I guess the surprise was Phil Davis winning that fight, or what?
The fight actually went almost exactly like I expected. So, yeah, the big surprise was Phil Davis winning that fight because I had all three rounds for Machida, and it went almost, aside from a little bit late in the second round, I thought, Machida had, he had the first 4 minutes of the first round and nearly, I won't say nearly finished him, but hurt him. In the second round, he had the first 4 minutes and 40 seconds, but Davis did get some good offense in the last 20 seconds. And the third round, he controlled the whole round. So, him losing the decision was quite the shock.
Did Dana White pitch the gripe afterwards, or did he let it go?
Dana White said that he thought that Machida won all three rounds and said that that's what happens when you leave it to the judges. It's funny because people were going like, oh, man, he can't win a decision in Brazil because he's American, but the three judges were all American judges. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened.
The Korean Zombie comes to fight, but it's tough when you're dealing with an upper echelon fighter in the world of mixed martial arts like Jose Aldo.
Yeah, Aldo was in a different league. I mean, Aldo broke his foot in the first round and maybe on the very first kick and still, pretty well controlled that fight. I thought that Zombie had a chance, late in the third round, even though he'd lost the first three, I thought that he was starting to come on, and then he separated or actually dislocated his shoulder right when very early in the fourth round, he kind of got his arm tangled with Aldo's arm. And once the shoulder was dislocated, he was done. So, I would say that fight was a disappointment because when you see, Aldo sometimes has very good fights and Zombie always has great fights. Mm-hmm. So I thought that mix would be pretty entertaining, but it turned out that they were both so cautious of the other. And, Aldo probably cautious because he had a broken, your foot's broken, you're going to start getting cautious. And Zombie was cautious because I think he was in there with Aldo and he realized that this was a completely different level than the guys he's been fighting. Hmm.
Dave Meltzer is our guest, folks. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. We celebrate 29 years of radio in September 2013, so if you're around, stick around for the party. We'll have a great time in the middle of September 2013 celebrating 29 years of radio right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, let's go back last week, the UFC on Fox. Demetrius Johnson, 125-pounder. Does he have anybody at 125 pounds as a threat?
Ian McCall, the first time they fought, I thought Ian McCall beat him. It ended up being ruled a draw. So you got to say that but Johnson's, he seems like he's really improved. Maybe it was just the first time going to 125 where he was a little bit weaker because he's come along. He's looked a lot better since then. The number two guy in the division is Joseph Benavides, and Johnson pretty well handled him with the last time they fought. I think it's inevitable they're going to fight again, but from what I've seen, I don't know that any of these guys are going to beat him, and I think that Johnson's probably going to end up going up and fighting the 135-pound champion at some point. But we've seen that before. I mean, the thing with Johnson is that the 135-pound champion is just physically a lot bigger guy. I mean, he fought Cruz in Washington, D.C. It was a hell of a fight, but it was never a situation where I thought Johnson could win the fight. He just gave him a great fight. And with Barao, or whoever's going to be the champion at that weight, I just see the same thing either way. I don't see him beating the 135-pound champion.
Okay. Speaking of rematches, UFC 164, Benson Henderson in the studio a few months ago saying the one fight that he wanted was Anthony Pettis. Well, guess what? He's got it August 31st in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, UFC 164. Is Henderson, is he, how can I put this? Everybody talks about him like being possibly a long reigning champion and this and that. And then some people say he lets like Kyle Kingsbury tells me, he lets his fights get a little bit too close. He doesn't know how to close the show. Is that a knock on him that's worthy?
I don't want to say that knock. What it is that division has a lot of really good talent. And he's been very lucky that he's been, you know, he's been lucky because he's been the beneficiary in the close calls that could have gone either way.
Gilbert, I mean,
it was
Melendez.
Never. I mean, I thought Edgar beat him. I thought Henderson. But Gilbert Melendez. I thought they both beat him, but they were both close fights.
Yeah.
So he's you know, people who, you know, he's had a lot of defenses and everything, but to me, he's like any of the top guys on a good night can beat him. I think Josh Thompson could beat him. I don't think there's anyone that's guaranteed to beat him, including Pettis. But I think, you know, Pettis absolutely has a chance to beat him. I mean, there's not even a question. All of those top guys, you know, it's when you're winning 3-2, and that rubber round is one that could go either way. You know, you're beatable.
Okay. UFC Fight Night, is it Fox Sports 1 or Fox Sports 2? What's going on with that?
Fox Sports 1, August 17th, from Boston, yeah.
Okay, Shogun Rua and Chael Sonnen in the mouth of Roy. Chael's getting his, he's getting a lot of work, huh?
I mean, as far as what, announcing and stuff?
Announcing, fighting, I mean, you know, the mouth of Roy, he's sort of keeping himself in play perspective, and he's losing.
He's gonna have to win this fight, though, or that's going to be tough, because wouldn't that be... Three fights in a row losing.
Yep.
It'll be a tough deal. If he wins this fight, he'll be in great shape. I know if he wins this fight, last Tuesday, you know, he was talking about fighting Vitor Belfort on the December 28th show, which would just be a tremendous number three fight for that show. You know, if they could put that together. I mean, Belfort asked for it and Sonnen accepted, but he's got to beat Shogun. If he loses to Shogun, I don't see UFC making that fight.
Well, here's what's up. I see that being a fair fight. You know why? They both take that testosterone replacement therapy, and I'm
right.
You know what, Dave? I'm getting so far. I'm like, I just think it's legalized cheating. I think of a guy's destroyed his ability to produce the hormone. Therefore, he's got to take this synthetic hormone, this and that. I don't think you should reward cheaters. I can't get into that.
I agree. Okay. I agree with you. It's just the problem is that it's like this tough subject because some of these guys, and Chael's one of them. But I mean, you know, like here's another one. Like when Overeem was getting relicensed in Nevada, he sent in a bunch of tests. Okay,
yeah.
And in every one of the tests, his testosterone level was what's the word I'm talking about? It was consistent at a certain level, which says that he was not using anything. This is when he was testing. Of course, he's telling them when he's, you know, he's deciding himself when he's going to test, so he's not going to test when he's hot, right? But the point is that his level was so low that. In real life, I mean, he shouldn't even be able to compete in a sport with that because it's dangerous to him. So it's like it becomes, you know, because however he got that condition, you can all speculate. But the point is that if you get that condition, and Overeem's failed a drug test and Vitor's failed a drug test, when you get it from, to me, if you, I don't think that they should allow it, period, because it's too much. I mean, there are people who, may have legitimate medical need for it, and it's kind of unfair in a sense to say, well, you can't just get to normal. But the problem is that how these guys, if you're like you said, if you got to that condition based on the fact that you took steroids for 15 years, and now they're allowing you to you know, replenish your system to quote stay even, but you know, even you get to get back those gains that you got through those years of steroids, it is completely unfair.
Okay. I got about a minute before the heartbreak. Is this Fox Sports, is this channel working or what?
In what sense?
I mean, are people tuning in?
Fox Sports 1, it doesn't even debut till August 17th.
Okay, so it's not, so what are they doing? Where are they now? Are they still on the Speed Channel?
It's still called the Speed Channel.
Okay.
In some places, they're going to probably give it a better dial position. In some places, they probably won't. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough the first day. You're going to have to search for it. And if you've got DirecTV, you know, as of today, I mean, they don't got a dial spot for you. I mean, I know that people have been telling me, oh, Speed Channel's on DirecTV, and it is, but it goes off the air on August 16th at midnight unless some new deal is made.
I was just reading today where Showtime and was dropped by Time Warner Cable back on the East Coast. So there's some
Showtime.
Yeah, they dropped Showtime.
Wow.
They dropped Showtime, and they dropped CBS over some licensing. The money. They're fighting over money.
Everyone's fighting over money because the cost of these sports rights is going through the roof, and I think that these cable systems are saying we got to hold the line on this stuff. And Fox Sports One is coming at a time when these systems are going, we got to hold the line on money, and they're asking for an increase fivefold for the rights from what they were charging the Speed Channel. They're asking for, like I said, 4, 5, 6 times as much money to get Fox Sports One because it's going to be a more attractive channel.
Dave Meltzer's our guest, folks. The Godfather of Soul takes us to break. JB, want to thank the Tower of Power. They threw a fantastic show in Vallejo, California last night. Emilio Castillo and the gang were like hitting on all 10 cylinders. And get well, Rocco Prestia, the Hall of Fame bass player. You tune to Ring Talk live worldwide.
Some odd years to prepare for this moment. 60 some odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays help seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MY-TV.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Hear Michael Jordan talk about what makes a great player or what Mark Teixeira thinks about every time he puts on his Yankee uniform. These original full-length interviews and more are now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com. You'll hear players, coaches, managers, and owners talk about their careers, influences, and moments they'll never forget. This rare collection of original full-length interviews is available on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices at sportsbyline.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does Chael Sonnen approach John Jones?
Same as everybody else. I'm going to put my chin down, walk towards him, and put him on his ass.
Pete, Link, and Julie, the Mod Squad. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. On the line from Silicon Valley, folks, of course, the most prolific writer, and I kid you not, he is the guy, the king of MMA, the czar when it comes to writing. I mean, if you want to know what's happening, you've got to subscribe to the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. And here's what's happening. You can get the hard copy like I do in the mail and spend like an hour and a half just like entrenched, sometimes 50,000 words, just entrenched with this thing, cover to cover, okay? 15, 16 pages. Or you can get the online copy. Get the online copy and watch it, read it through your computer. The bottom line is, it's all available at, what's the website, WrestlingObserver.com, or you guys are shorting it?
WrestlingObserver.com.
WrestlingObserver.com. And what's the cost on that now a year with the added postage and the envelopes and all that stuff?
It's $161 a year for the print. That's $120 for the online.
You know,
$119.99.
The post office just it keeps jamming you year after year, huh?
Oh man, this has been a bad year because I've been doing it for 30 years, and all of a sudden the local post office said that I've got to put the issues in an envelope now, and it's just it's just increased the cost like actually tremendously.
Okay.
So.
We heard a clip coming in there about Cain Velasquez when he recaptured the World Heavyweight Championship, of course, against Junior Dos Santos in the rematch. They're going to fight a third fight, a rubber match in Houston. Guys in the gym tell me he has the best cardio of any fighter, pound for pound, period, any weight class. Is there merit to that?
I don't know about if he's got better cardio than the lightweights, but it's unbelievable for a heavyweight. I know Herschel Walker said that Cain Velasquez was the best conditioned big man he's ever seen in any sport in his life. And he's been in a lot of different sports.
Okay. Dave Meltzer's our guest, folks. Now I'm about to throw a little sand his way. Chris Weidman knocked out Anderson Silva. Everybody thought I was out of my mind, that I was smoking all this weed, that I was drinking before I came on the air, all this kind of good stuff. You can't pick against a spider, and you can't do it when the fight's announced. But, Weidman wasn't buying that BS, and he ended the fight with boxing 101, a left hook.
Yeah. I mean, Silva didn't respect him enough, and maybe there's an issue with the timing. Everyone gets old too. Although, I mean, Silva looked really good in the fight until he got caught, but he didn't respect him, and he was trying to play mind games with him. And even though Weidman said the mind games didn't work, you could see it did because Weidman was just wanting to punch right through him.
Mm-hmm.
But he left this, while he was clowning around, he left himself open, and he in fact got punched right through.
Yep. You know what? When you get hit with a left hook, Dave, see, these are punches you don't see coming. Okay, left hook.
Well, that was the thing. I think the other thing is I just don't think that he respected, because, he did the thing where you drop your hands and you let the guy tee off, and it's like those punches, you know how that goes in boxing. Those punches don't knock you out. But when you're goofing around and you're just not thinking, and then he nails you while you're goofing around and you're not really, in a stance, that can do some damage.
Well, it's getting hit with something that you don't see. See, I've never had a problem taking a punch I can see coming. I'm saying, oh, here it goes. Because you say, oh, boy, it's coming. You know what I'm saying? You got this little millisecond where you're getting ready to absorb this. But the shots you don't see, look at Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, the four or five times he was knocked down in his career, all by left hooks, punches he did not see coming at him.
Yeah.
Okay. So the rematch is December 28th, and, there's people on the radio, various radio talk show hosts, websites. I mean, they're making this like the JFK conspiracy, man, that Anderson Silva wanted to lose. All kinds of crazy stuff coming out about that. Why can't fans accept the fact that there is a change? There is a changing of the guard at times? You have to pass the torch on, things like that. Guys get old.
Guys get old. Things change. You get it in your mind that somebody's unbeatable, and we all know nobody's unbeatable. And this was the time, and things happened, and there were a lot of strange things that happened. But the idea that he let somebody beat him, no way.
Okay, Glover Teixeira is coming back September 14th. This UFC fight night, and I got to tell you about Glover. I think he's a rage. He hasn't lost since 2005. But Kyle Kingsbury told me of all the guys that have hit him, he hit the hardest. I told you that before. This guy's the real deal, man. He's taking on who? Ryan Bader?
Oh man, I was out with Kyle. I was out with Kyle after that fight. Oh, I was, when we were in Vegas, that was, when I saw that fight being made, I was just like, oh boy, it's going to be a bad night for him, and it was. He should beat Ryan Bader. It's a big test, and if he beats Ryan Bader, he or Daniel Cormier will probably get the next title shot. Is what I'm looking at because I don't see them giving Davis the shot because, in the end of the day, Dana White thinks that Davis lost that fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Machida, obviously since he did lose, and also they weren't that hot on giving Machida another shot, honestly, because you know, the first one wasn't a great fight, and he lost by submission, and there was no great fan clamoring to see it again. So Machida was going to need a lot of straight wins to get that shot, and the loss is really devastating to me as far as Machida goes for his career.
I want to pump up the website one more time, folks, WrestlingObserver.com. You've got to get this newsletter. I mean, it's just like, it's once a week. It's like if you're an MMA junkie or you're in the combat sports, this is like the Bible. In the old days, it was Ring Magazine. After Ring sort of became obsolete, it became the boxing trade papers, Flash Magazine and Boxing Update Magazines. But in the world of MMA, it has been from the start, and it still is to this day, the best publication going. And I'm not the only one that said that. Frank DeFord said that. All kinds of guys have said that. Dave Meltzer is really talented. Check him out, WrestlingObserver.com. You still take part in the podcast and all that kind of stuff or what?
Yeah, I do podcasts 3-4 times a week on the website.
Okay. What do you think of this, the network now picking up the iHeartRadio? That's going to put us like in 35, possibly 40 million more homes.
That's awesome.
That is amazing, huh?
Yeah.
I'm really happy about that. Okay, let's go back to the world of the UFC. Now, I'm not real thrilled about this at all because I think that although they match up well physically as far as size is concerned, I just don't think that Alex Gustafson is going to be able to take it to John Jones. Of course, that's UFC 165, September 21st from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Now, I thought this fight would have been the super fight in Sweden. This would have been the super fight in Sweden, man. They should have took this across the pond. I think they could have put like 40,000. I mean, Gustafson's a god over there.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I think that they just had the Toronto book that night, and they needed a fight to put on the show, and that's what happened. But I completely agree with you. This would have been the chance to go to a stadium in Sweden, and they would have done enormous business in that, you know, for that fight. Yeah.
So Gustafson's not the challenge, I don't think. I think Teixeira is going to be the challenge at 205 pounds. Now you talked about Cormier. Is Cormier dropping to 205 or what?
Most likely, if that's the plan. The only way. What's going to happen on the October 19th show in Houston, if Dos Santos wins, then I see Cormier staying at heavyweight and challenging Dos Santos. If Cormier loses to Roy Nelson, I don't know what he'll do. I think he'll probably drop, but then he won't get an automatic a quick title match. And if Cain wins, I think that it's a lock that Cormier will drop because okay. I don't know. I mean, you know, anything can happen, but if Cain beats Dos Santos, that pretty much takes Dos Santos out of the running. And I look at the rest of those contenders there. You know, I've already seen Barnett against Cormier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Frank Mir is not going to ever beat Cain Velasquez. You know, so it's like I'm looking at those guys, and I don't see people beating. You know, Dos Santos is the one guy who can beat Cain Velasquez
because he can punch.
Because of the punch, right?
Yeah.
As far as the other guys, I don't think most of them have a good shot because you know, even a guy like Roy Nelson, who's got the punch. The fact is that, you know, unless he gets Cain right away, I just see Roy Nelson being worn out by Cain real, you know, within 3 minutes. I mean, not that he'll beat him in 3 minutes, I'm just saying that he'll be so tired after 3 minutes that, you know, I mean, Roy's a survivor, but that he won't have the power in that punch anymore to hurt Cain.
Okay, that Velasquez and Santos, of course, UFC 166, that's the third fight, the rubber match, October 19th. The Toyota Center, Houston, Texas, that will be on pay-per-view, no question about that, UFC 166. You brought up Frank Mir earlier and Josh Barnett, they're going to fight each other.
Yeah, they're fighting each other in Indianapolis on the 28th.
Yes, that's the crossroads fight. I mean, the winner stays on, the loser goes to Bellator.
I don't know about that. I don't. but the loser is loser's you know definitely out of the picture, and the winner is kind of in the picture. I haven't seen Barnett against you know that level competition other than Cormier, and I thought he fought a good fight with Cormier. Just Cormier was a little bit quicker, and Mir won't be quicker because Cormier is much quicker than Mir. So we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I like the way they match up in the sense that they're both really good on the ground, and they're both pretty decent on their feet. So it's a nice matchup to watch. I think that Barnett's got a little bit more speed, and on the ground, we'll see. I mean, they're both very good. I don't know which one's better on the ground, and it'll be an interesting. It's an interesting fight, and it's kind of an even fight.
Okay. The Bellator went down there on July 31st. The Bellator Fighting Championships went to Spike TV, and this guy Ben Askren, he's like a geek. He looks like a guy that should be wearing tight skinny Levi's and surfer shoes and that kind of stuff, T-shirts hanging out. But he's a monster, man. He outstruck this other guy the other night, 248-3. Good Lord, the Russian fighter Khorshov,
Andre Khorshov. You know, the thing with Ben is Ben is probably one of the three greatest wrestlers of the last 20 years in the United States, as far as at least collegiate wrestling. I mean, it's Cale Sanderson, Cal Dake, and Ben Askren, or to me, are the three best. And Ben is just so great at wrestling that it makes up for the fact that his other attributes. He's probably pretty decent at submissions. He's great at positioning. His stand-up, I haven't seen anything because all he does is go for wrestling, but nobody can stop him. And I am just would be just fascinated to watch him against George St. Pierre. I don't think it'll be, an explosive fight, but I'm just wondering, what happens, if George gets on top. Ben's great thing is that when he's on the bottom, he can reverse to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And if George gets on top, I've never seen anyone reverse George. So there's just positions and things that I would just be so fascinated about, what would happen if these two went against each other. Granted, if the fight stayed standing, George would beat him with his jab, and that very well may happen, but nobody has been able to stop Ben Askren yet from at least turning the fight into a wrestling match. So, that's why I would love to see it. And Ben Askren's contract is actually up with Bellator right now. They have the right to match. So if UFC wants him and gives him a good offer, he could go. But I don't know if UFC is going to want him because his fight style is not that entertaining, and I could see them just kind of going like, oh, let Bellator have him.
Couldn't he get lost in the mix at UFC, though?
Well, if he's not that good. But he's really charismatic in the sense.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, it's look, if he goes in there and fights a somebody on the way up and then can't take him down, like a Koscheck or a – there's so many guys there, Jake Ellenberger type of guy or and can't take him down and then loses. Yeah, he could get lost, sure. But you never know. And no one stopped him yet. He's beaten everybody they put in front of him.
Okay, real quick, Rory McDonald was supposed to be a beast, man. I thought he was going to, give Jake Ellenberger all kinds of trouble, and he squeaked by there. What's up?
He did enough to win, and that's all he wanted to do. And
okay.
Very disappointing fight. I think that was his mentality. It's like, okay, I'm able to just beat him with my jab, so I'm just going to beat him with my jab and not take any risks. But the thing is, the people were so bored during that fight, and he got a win, but he hurt himself. He went from being a guy that people were like, oh, man, I can't wait to see Rory McDonald face the top guys to, oh, God, another guy,
okay.
I mean, it's like the guy. I think a lot of the guys don't understand that it's not just wins and losses against top guys. I mean, it's all – Your opportunity there is in MMA or in boxing, both of them, is to make yourself a star. And winning is a great tool to make yourself a star, but it's not a guarantee. I mean, the thing is as long as I keep winning, it's like, no. As long as you keep winning and you get over, yeah. And winning helps you greatly, but if you're going in there and your mentality is I'm going to squeak by and have boring fights, but I'm going to keep winning, the promoters are going to be, very slow in giving you the matches that make you a lot of money.
Okay. Last question with Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer newsletter, WrestlingObserver.com. That's WrestlingObserver.com. The Wrestling Observer radio show airs from 3 to 5 p.m. on Sundays right here Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, Michael Chandler, the Bellator lightweight champion, went to 12-0 with a knockout. It was a David Rickles, man. He looks like he can fight.
Chandler's another one I would love to see him in UFC. Now, he in UFC... I don't know, at lightweight, there's so many great guys there, but what I've seen, he's got wrestling, he's got cardio, and he's really fast boxing. He's going to be tough for anyone. I mean, I would love to see him in there with the Pettises and the Gilbert Melendez and the, Benson Henderson type of guys, and it's not going to happen. He just signed an 8-fight contract with Bellator, so he's going to be, I sense that he's probably going to be flashing people pretty quick because that's the second straight fight where he just walked through, and he just looks so good doing so. I think he's Bellator's best fighter.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Dave Meltzer. We are blessed with his presence now and then. Thank you so much for your expertise and your time, sir.
Okay, thank you. I'll talk to you very soon.
All right, the great Dave Meltzer, folks, WrestlingObserver.com. Check out the website and check out the newsletter. It is the Bible of the world of MMA. These are the Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose.
My mama told me, she said, son, beware. Everywhere, as she told me, it can break your heart.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, We at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Yeah.
This is what I say. Do I know it? I wrote it. I know I'll survive, and I evolve every day. The survival of the hippest, the funky, and the bitters. The survival of the hippest, the soulful, and the crazy. The true funk soldier. I don't need a yogi. It's decoded in my DNA.
The great Tom Bost, lead singer extraordinaire. I think he's with the Funk Harmonic Orchestra out of New York City now. Of course, the former Tower of Power lead. That's with East Bay Soul, Greg Adams Band. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Want to mention this, we are now available on iHeartRadio, folks. That's iHeartRadio/talk. iHeartRadio/talk, and you can put us on your daily pulse. Ring Talk is live and happening. You know that 24-7 at iHeartRadio, iTunes, all over the place, ringtalk.com. Don't forget the website, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Till next time, I want to thank my associate producer, the most valuable player of my life, Miss Barbara Streisand. I want to thank Scott Cuddy. I want to thank the Flopster. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life. I'll see you next week.